you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 3 Mountain, a bit after 4 out here in the Central Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. We're going to trim that down. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. In whatever circumstances you receive us, and however you do, we appreciate the crap out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours tickling your ear holes with our mellifluous tones of liberal anger. I don't know what that means. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in, America.
Hey, everybody.
And if you're an A-list celebrity that said no to appearing and or performing at Trump's big balls, we stand with you. We stand with you.
We stand
with you, Celine Dion.
Right. A whole bunch of celebrities. Check out our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. A whole bunch of stories actually dropped and will be dropping about the non-parade of stars that are happening.
Oh, yes.
Over at, that are going to be on the inaugural ball.
Oh, yeah.
Balls. Little tiny orange balls.
Sad.
A lot of inauguration news today because,
oh, yes,
nobody apparently wants to perform. What was the name of the...
Fuck you, Shitler.
What was the name of the...
DJ Freedom.
And like the Stars and Stripes singers or something.
Stars and
like
Stripes
that.
Singers. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Who,
yeah,
I think
an actual booking.
Yes, they're going to be performing at the inauguration, I imagine.
Yeah.
What do they do? What's their thing? They do a soft shoe routine or a kick line?
Yeah, they do Prince's greatest hits.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, you should hear them do Darling Nikki. thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show if you like. We keep our eye holes peeled a little bit on the Twitter stream during the show, on and off. So tweet us at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page, the very active, warm, and bosomy community.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Not warm bosom. Not that everybody has large bosoms.
No, we don't care.
But the warm and loving community of liberals, unless you say something stupid.
Right. Then we shall shame you.
Right. Crab
you
diving.
You shall be shamed.
Crab diving on the Facebook. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, all you got to do is buy shit at Amazon through our Amazon portal.
Oh, God damn it. I just realized I made a major purchase on Amazon and I didn't use our...
We can't.
Oh, we can't use our portal?
That's Trumpian tactics. Well, I guess we can now.
What do you mean?
It's like double dipping. You're not supposed to...
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the things Amazon frowns upon.
Okay.
But I don't see why. You're just giving yourself
ethical.
A discount.
I was ethical.
So, follow us on all of our social medias. And don't forget, spread the crabs, love the crabs, share the crabs,
you know,
et cetera.
You brought up Prince, and do you think Prince would have performed at the inauguration?
No.
Well, no, he was weird. You can't.
Well, that's
Prince
true.
Was strange.
He's
he had strange. He was a Jehovah's Witness, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very bizarre.
Totally unpredictable, this Prince.
I guess we can see what's going on before we get to the fun news, or not the fun news. It's very, very little of it's fun these days.
It's insane.
But before we get to the regular crop of batshit news that I've done hoed out of the earth.
I done hoed it out of the earth. Where the fuck are you from?
I don't know.
We'll see. I done what's... hoed it out of the earth.
I'm trying to assimilate. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, December 22nd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Why are there chickens?
I don't know why the chickens popped up. It's... I know that chickens popped up because we're all, I'm feeling quite chicken shit myself. Did you see, this was, in the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post has to do with what the batshit lunatic that will be running our country scant a month.
Right. Ugh.
Was fucking tweeting today.
Oh my God.
On the Donald Trump Twitter.
Yes.
Kate barking in the background.
Right.
Kate the intern.
Right.
Last night, I don't think we talked about this one, but yesterday he was again whining about the fact that he didn't win the popular vote.
Yeah.
Losing his mind.
He did. But Trump, you got a lot of people to vote for you. A lot of racists, a lot of bigoted assholes,
sure.
And some white supremacists. Probably all the white supremacists that voted for you.
Not Celine Dion.
No, well, she can't.
Oh, she's Canadian. That doesn't seem to stop us. Why couldn't she be one of the 3 million illegals that voted in California?
Dude, they were trying to outsource performers for the inaugural ball from Canada.
Maybe.
What the fuck, man? How is that making America great again?
Maybe they'll reach out to some Russian groups. Maybe Pussy Riot will be available. Oh, although I don't think.
They ain't going to play.
Oh, they would absolutely play.
At the inauguration.
And you know they would. They would bust a play. I mean, they would whip out their bazoombas.
Yes, in protest.
That's the way they roll sometimes over there. He was bitching and moaning yesterday, tweeting. The last tweet I think we talked about on yesterday's show, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Don't forget, if you're kind enough, to leave us a good review or thumbs, whole bunch of thumbs or a whole bunch of stars or whatever the hell they use.
We've got some really nice reviews over there on iTunes, by the way.
We would appreciate appreciate those. So we talked about the weird tweet he put out about Carlos Slim, who the right demonizes because he's the evil Mexican billionaire who owns the New York Times.
Bleh.
And therefore the New York Times is fake news because it's this evil Mexican billionaire, like, you know, another George Soros or something.
Right.
But now, yesterday, Donald Trump tweeted that he met with him, and all caps, he is a great guy.
He's fantastic, isn't he?
After that, this morning, yesterday morning, on 5:15 a.m., campaigning to win the Electoral College is much more difficult and sophisticated than the popular vote.
Oh, I saw this.
Hillary focused on the wrong states. So he's laying there. He's losing his mind. He's probably watching fucking Morning Joe.
Oh, yeah,
or something. And they mention the fact that he got schlonged in the popular vote.
Schlonged.
And he just can't fucking stand it.
But isn't it true that the Electoral College has only decided decides the president every year, but there's only been four other times in history, right? Where the popular vote, where the person lost the popular vote, but they won the Electoral College.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, yes, it's notable. It's goddamn notable, right?
So, then after that, he said, now that was, you know, that wasn't even a continued, I guess.
What does he do when he's sitting on the couch at night? Does he ever have a moment with the people he's talking to? Is he just always tweeting?
Right. So 9 minutes later, 5:24 a.m. yesterday.
He's a little fucking curmudgeon with his smart device.
He tweeted, I would have done even better in the election if that is possible. If that is possible.
It,
if the winner was based on popular vote,
but would campaign differently. So I didn't want to win the popular vote. It's far more difficult to pull right. off an electoral college win and ignore the popular vote.
You know, also, too, he would have won bigly had they only allowed the white supremacists, the racists, and the bigots to vote. He would have crushed.
You're right.
He would have crushed.
Yeah, we're seeing that all over where they're like, well, you know, if you take out California and New York and every city, Chicago, Dallas, Houston.
Right.
That's one of the other interns here in
that
the
is Zoe
Pensacola.
The intern. She's letting us know that there's a dog walking down the street right now.
Right. She's alert to a canine incursion in Crab Diving Tower Southeast.
Alert the snipers.
So then Donald Trump.
Yes.
Said that was at that one was 5:24 a.m.
Yes, note the time.
So the next one was 5:29. So this one was only Good 5 God. Minutes. His little tiny orange fingers were flying. I have not heard of any pundits or commentators discussing the fact that I spent all caps far less money on the win than Hillary on the loss.
I love it.
Well, you know, they're a little busy talking about the Russian jizz all over you and all over the goddamn election.
That
they're
would
busy,
be a very odd weather forecast.
They're busy talking about the conflicts of interest, which are mounting, not lowering. We keep finding more.
I mean, what does he want the media to focus on?
That he won by a landslide that didn't exist. It's like 40 out of 52 elections. It's 46th, 47th. It's like the bottom of even the electoral win. He says it's historic.
You know, I'm going to say something that's not going to help at all. But why doesn't he just, don't you feel like he should just be happy that he won?
Well, yeah, but
that he won,
he can't handle it. That the whole nation didn't suddenly say, "Well, screw it, we were totally for Bernie and Hillary, but goddamn, we're going to put on a Make America Great hat now because yay Trump."
He won. You won, Donald. Just shut up and be happy with your win. And it's a win. No one is denying that you won the vote. You didn't win the popular vote,
so we just have to keep. Just poking with stick for the next four years.
That's his weakness.
Of many.
His vanity.
But that's one, yeah.
That's a big one. That he's not the best. God, what the hell did his parents do to him?
So last night, like they met him. Like they hung out with him. They had nannies. They shipped his ass off to military school, right?
Wouldn't you? I mean, God, there's no way he was even likable as a child to his own parents.
So then last night.
Yes.
Just really weird. He really has a thing for men in uniform.
Oh, yes.
He's really got something. And he said, oh, that's mine. That's Kate again.
Little dog. We got the little dog army going on here.
It says, I met some really great Air Force, then in all caps, generals.
Oh, geez.
Caps off.
Right.
And Navy, all caps, admirals today.
Does he have Tourette's?
Talking about airplane capability and pricing. Very impressive people, exclamation point. But what?
He's shopping.
Why are the words generals and admirals all capitalized?
Was she out of water? He wants you to be, wants you to be impressed that he has some very important people going airplane shopping with him today.
Right.
That's what he's doing. Well, is this about Air Force One?
They brought the catalogs up to Trump Tower. They brought the the F-15 monthly magazine or whatever the fuck they brought up.
Is this about Air Force One still?
No. This is about their air, just the, well, maybe part of it, but I think it's just about, it's the Air Force and the Navy Admiral. So they were probably talking about maybe that F-35 or whatever.
He wants to strengthen our army and all this other shit.
Well, just wait. Strap in.
Okay.
So that was last night. So today,
Oh, this is another, since we're doing this, we'll go in order. Then 6 hours ago, remember yesterday we did the story of Newt Gingrich.
Oh, God.
The former
Sith Lord,
Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Representative from Georgia, right?
He was the honorable, right?
He wasn't a senator. I think he was just a rep.
The honorable. The honorable Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, and quite the Lothario ladies' man, yes. Apparently.
Jeez.
And a prolific author shooter of DVDs, apparently.
Oh, yeah. He makes movies.
He does everything. He shoots it. He edits it.
Wow.
Does the voiceover, I'm sure.
Follow Newt on Snapchat.
Can you imagine directing him on a voiceover? It's probably like Shatner.
You say, hey, Newt, can you try that line again? I just change the operative word. Stress a different word. He'd be like, no.
Yeah, can you make that a little less racist sounding?
I mean, do you think Newt had real influence on Donald's campaign?
In some way, sure.
Because to me, I'm thinking back. What was Newt's thing when he was in charge? The New Deal with America? Or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Isn't that similar to Make America Great Again?
It's all
I'm just saying, I feel like we've got
catchphrase.
We've got Newt prints all over Trump. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of prints all over Trump.
Putin.
And not Prince. Prince.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are those homonyms?
Oh, yeah.
The church is probably against those, too. We hate homonyms. Yesterday Newt gave an interview where he said, that drain the swamp thing, you know, I don't think he's going to be using that anymore. He just thought that was something cute. So that made the news. We talked about it.
What an odd definition of cute.
Yet here's another bit of evidence that shows that it's all bullshit, smoke and mirrors, snake oil salesman. Three ring circus bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. It's lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
And so apparently he did not authorize that with the orange Uber Führer.
Oh, okay.
Because at 8:41 a.m. this morning, tweeted Donald J. Trump. So this is late for him.
Okay.
He already probably had his breakfast. And
what does he have for breakfast?
Pretended
Donald?
He could remember Barron's name.
Oh, yes. Who are you?
Yeah.
Are you my son?
What was the boy's name again? Someone.
Okay.
He says.
Right.
Someone incorrectly stated that the phrase drain the swamp was no longer being used by me.
Somebody's pissed the fuck off.
Actually, we will always be trying to DTS. You know, he's only got 140 characters to work with, so he had to
drain the swamp, man.
Someone incorrectly stated, he says.
But
how coy.
I never understood why Newt made that point that he doesn't have to drain the swamp anymore, because isn't that kind of a cliche sort of an idea? You know what I mean? Like they can say they're draining the swamp even when they're not draining the swamp.
Right.
It's kind of bullshit anyway.
So today this is spectacular.
Yes.
Trump tweeted that this morning.
Okay.
And tweeting. Well, maybe this video will play. No. Gosh. I'm going to find this video. Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be with you in a minute. Go.
A little twatting. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And if you still have to do holiday shopping this year before the birth of Yahweh, please, before you go to Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Okay.
Anything you spend on Jeff Bezos' evil platform, we get a kickback.
Right. Here's a video that was put out.
Yes.
By Newt Gingrich.
I want to report that I made a big boo-boo. I talked this morning with President-elect Donald Trump, and he reminded me. He likes draining the swamp. I mischaracterized it the other day.
Somebody's ass got flayed.
Oh, yes. I made a boo-boo.
Newt, what the hell are you doing?
No, we're draining the swamp. We're still going to drain the swamp. We're not going to build the wall. We're not going to lock her up. We're not going to deport all the Muslims. And we're not going to create a Mexican registry or whatever the fuck that is.
What is this country turning into that this guy has to make a video slavingly, snivelingly, apologizing to Schittler?
I don't think Newt cares. Don't you get the idea that Newt doesn't give a shit? Newt doesn't care.
No, Craven, yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's like, hey, Newt, can you go make an apology? Can you say you didn't mean what you said? Oh, yeah, I don't give a shit.
I want to report that I made a big boo-boo. I talked this morning with President-elect Donald Trump, and he reminded me. He likes draining the swamp. I mischaracterized it the other day. He intends to drain the swamp. He even describes it as DTS. He thinks taking on Boeing and the price is an example of draining the swamp. And so I want all of you to know, I goofed. Draining the swamp is in. The alligators should be worried. And you'll hear me write more about alligators and the swamp.
And you'll hear me write more about alligators and the swamp. So you know what? He's getting ready for his next book. Or actually, his ghostwriter is currently writing a book. And he was like, I think you should write about alligators and the swamp.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
God. How do you...
What a whore.
Newt is so talented, though. I mean, there's a lot of... Somehow, he's made himself relevant on nothing. He came out yesterday and he said, hey, Trump's not gonna drain the swamp. And then he makes even more news by saying, oh, I made a boo-boo. He is going to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
So now, 2 days in a row, I'm talking about goddamn Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, oh yeah, and he's getting ready to fire off another book from the fertile loins of his brain.
He shall always be relevant.
But I thought I owed it to all of the folks who follow me that when I make a mistake, I'm going to be straightforward and tell you, I blew that one. Draining the swamp is in.
Oh, yeah. You blew something.
Oh, yes.
And you're currently, this video is blowing something.
When draining the swamp is in, President-elect Trump wants to do it, and you're going to get to be part of it.
That's so sad. It's really so sad. So there you go. Newt Gingrich, hands and knees, or mostly knees.
It's all knees with Newt.
In front of Donald J. Trump.
Good Lord, man.
So now, to get to the headline, we're just mining our president-elect's tweets right now.
Oh, yes.
So today's headline at the HuffPo has to do with the most recent tweet from Schittler. From 8:50 a.m. This morning, which means just 9 minutes after he, 9 minutes after he took a big shot at Newt, someone. I mean, not Newt.
Yes.
He took a big shot at someone.
Oh yes,
who incorrectly stated that the phrase "drain the swamp" was no longer being used. He tweeted this morning, quote, I don't know where this came from. I'm sure there was a story on Fox. Like, isn't that when they look at these and they try to time them for what the stories were on some of the networks? They can find that, like, the flag burning thing. Remember when he tweeted about flag burning just out of the blue? That I think there should be jail time lose citizenship. That turns out that he was watching Fox and Friends in the morning and they did a story about someone burning a goddamn flag.
So he's live tweeting Fox and Friends.
Right.
Basically.
But that's what set him off is the Fox and Friends that he was talking about it. So he decided to tweet about it.
Right.
So I'm sure they'll find something this morning. This morning. Strap in. We're so fucked. He's going to get us killed. He's going to get us killed.
Okay.
Quote.
Great.
The United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes.
What the fuck does that even fucking mean?
The United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes.
Hey, racist, lunatics, and bigots, this is the guy that you put in office. You're not going to have to burn those crosses because they're going to be burning because the world will be on fire.
So the headline at the HuffPo says Trump toys with the nuclear arsenal.
Good Lord, man. What the fuck? On a lot of levels.
I'm reading a tweet here that...
President-elect Donald Trump Thursday called for the country to expand its nuclear weapons capabilities until the world comes to its senses.
What GOP... What? Okay, let's say a Republican was taking office in January. Who would say that? Would Marco Rubio say that live from a phone party? Would Jeb say that? I mean, would President Ted Cruz, blech, would he say that?
Oh, God.
I'd rather have Ted Cruz. Would Ted Cruz say that?
You know, because nobody would work with him because everybody fucking hates him. Everyone's afraid of Trump. Everyone just plain hates Ted
That's
Cruz.
True. But so, seriously, this is insane.
But the Obama administration has been talking about this, that, you know, we need to blow the dust off of some of our older missiles that we do have, that we got technology that's pretty old, that if we're right. gonna hang on to this shit, we should at least fix it. But that's not expanding. That's fixing,
that's
updating.
Maintaining your shit. God.
They say maintaining and modernizing what we've got already is expected to cost $1 trillion over 30 years.
When you say maintaining, I mean, is that meaning they want to keep it from like melting down or having some sort of accident?
Yeah, keep squirrels from building a nest in a silo in the middle of North Dakota.
Are you painting a picture like some squirrel is going to be nutting about? He goes into he finds his way into some silo, and then he chews through the red cord, and then this thing launches.
Oh, that kind of nutting.
That's what I mean. Yeah, but you know what I mean?
I mean, well, yeah.
God. But he wants to expand it, this Trump. Oh,
well,
what an
that's
asshole.
The scary word.
Oh, I hate him.
He is in Florida for the Christmas holiday at Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Gave no details about what prompted his tweet. And representatives from the transition team did not immediately respond to requests for comment from the HuffPo.
God damn. I mean, should we have leaders that want to, we should have less nukes. We should be working to have less proliferation.
Trump said he talked yesterday with CEOs about lowering the costs for two high-profile programs, the F-35 I mentioned earlier, Lockheed Martin's F-35 fighter jets, and Boeing's replacement, which you mentioned, for Air Force One.
Is anybody looking into AIDS, cancer, heart disease, anything like that? Do we want to work on anything like that?
Listen to this.
Nobody gives a shit.
I wonder, now I have an idea as to why he tweeted this. Because obviously someone's portfolio has some uranium stocks. Defense stocks didn't change much. But shares of small uranium miners, including Uranium Resources, Inc. and Uranium Energy Corp., rose sharply.
Who owns that? Does he own those stocks?
We don't know.
Jesus
because
Christ.
He wouldn't produce his portfolios. He claims, his people claim, or one of his toadies claim, that he sold all of his stocks, but we have no way of verifying that.
I need you to right now prove to me that he's not Dr. Evil. I mean, I know you can't prove a negative, but is he Dr. Evil?
Yeah, I mean,
who the fuck invests in uranium stocks, by the way? By the way. Damn it. God, you idiots that voted for Trump. Idiots.
At the HuffPo, the top comment says, the most shocking aspect of this outburst is that the president-elect actually believes it makes him seem like a strong, decisive leader.
Oh.
I wonder how he'd react if his underlings told him that a large majority just saw it as yet another pre-dawn rant from a 70-year-old golden pompadoured fool who twitters away his nights like some insecure high school meme girl.
Who said that?
Stephen Reb on apparently, well, on the Facebook also.
No, that's a good one.
commented on the HuffPost. So there you go.
That captures it.
We're dead.
This guy with a weird hairdo just decides to say, hey, America needs more nukes. What do you think the global response...
Globalist.
The globalist... What will be the globalist response to that bullshit that he said?
I don't know. He told Chris Matthews he wouldn't take dropping nukes on Europe off of the table.
God, has he been to
Remember?
Europe?
I don't want to take anything off the table. I don't want to give away my hand to the enemy. Well, Chris Matthews is like, well, what are you going to use nukes in Europe? He said, I don't want to take anything off the table. And Matthews is like, you're going to drop a nuke on Europe?
God damn it, dude. I mean, has he been to Europe? I've been to Europe. I want to go back. It's lovely.
I get the vibe that he's one of these people that hates leaving the country.
But it's beautiful there.
Of course.
It's amazing. You're going to nuke it? God damn it. We've got enough cities on this planet that have been bombed into the fucking Stone Age that no one will be able to appreciate anymore because they are gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. Look at those old pictures of Aleppo.
And a lot of them for oil.
Yeah. Aleppo was beautiful. It was an amazing city.
By the way,
it's not that anymore.
Kudos to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, right?
I saw on our Twitter feed that you'd put up a story that Vegas is now 100% renewable.
Is that a real story?
Energy.
That's not fake news?
No, I think that might be real. I mean, they are out in the middle of fucking nowhere in the desert.
Right.
But I guess that makes sense.
God. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, they got a bunch of shit ton of, you know, solar panels out there.
Congratulations.
Right. Now, that city where all the horrible shit goes down, it's all renewable. Those roulette wheels.
Right.
Powered by energy from the sun god. What do you think about that?
Right. The lights that create the flickering gleams of sweat off of the day strippers.
Oh, yes.
Their C-sections.
When daddy goes out there to gamble away your college funds, right. So it's going to be green.
Yeah, I can't. It's farther down on our Facebook page. I was going to read it, but we put up a lot of stories. Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. We a lot of shit for you there. Here it is. Las Vegas city services are now powered entirely by renewable energy. All the Las Vegas city facilities, from government buildings to street lights, are now running entirely on renewables.
That's great, man. And you know, not that it really matters. I mean, because we have this lunatic. You're right. We have this lunatic sitting up all night, early in the morning, tweeting out that America's going to have more nukes when he's in charge. So really, what does China think about that? What does North Korea, China? What are all these people? What does Russia think about this? He's making...
Well, we know what Russia thinks about it.
Don't you think he's making the world less safe?
Yes.
By saying things like that? Is Obama not calling
and
him...
And this bullshit with Israel.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Sticking his nose in before he's even inaugurated... by tweeting out something about that the United States should veto, they were going to, the UN was going to issue a little smackdown to Israel for, you know, crimes against humanity and atrocities with the whole Palestinian thing.
Yes.
And I think the United States was possibly going to agree. And now Trump is saying, you got to veto it. He tweeted that out.
You know, I just thought of something. What you're saying, this is a scary trend we're seeing here. I'll name some hot spots in the world, some places where there's regions where you could say there's lots of fucking tension. Pakistan, India. What do you think he's done for that? He called up the Pakistan guy. He told him he was fabulous.
Oh, they're the greatest.
Yeah, they're the greatest.
Yeah.
So what about the whole Kashmir thing? You got two nuclear superpowers. They're not superpowers, but they have nukes. Neighbors.
And hate each other.
Hate each other.
Yeah.
Trump called up Pakistan. He told the Pakistani dude he was fabulous.
Well, right. And the Indians are like, we're your ally here.
Yeah,
we're
stupid.
Your friend here.
Yeah, you moron.
He doesn't care. China.
Hi, Taiwan.
With Taiwan, right. He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't fucking care.
And he's talking about, I mean, he picked a dude for Israel for our ambassador. Who was his proctologist or something? No,
oh, yes.
It was his It was his bankruptcy attorney.
He's fabulous. He's a fabulous proctologist. Yeah. He's wonderful.
He's got great fingers. Warm.
The ambassador to China wrote a book called Death to China.
Right.
Did you see that? I mean, mm-hmm. What the fuck, man? He wrote a book called Death to China.
Yeah.
What message does that send the Chinese? I mean, he even said, wouldn't it be great if we could get along with Russia? Yes, that would be great.
But there's a difference between getting along with and spreading the country's thighs for.
But he's being...
And the world's thighs for.
He's being outwardly aggressive to China.
Yeah.
For what gain? Because he wants to build a goddamn resort in Taiwan? Jesus. How are people going to go to your hotels, Donald, if we're in a perpetual state of nuclear winter?
Right.
And what about the planet? I mean, doesn't he give a shit that
Anthony Bourdain won't be going, though.
No, right.
Did you see that? Anthony Bourdain.
No, I don't know.
Was trending on the Twitter because
Twitter.
He said he will never go to a Trump restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
We stand with Bourdain.
Fuck you, Trump.
Fuck you, Trump. I mean, don't you care about the world you're leaving your children that you never see or care about or like? I guess he doesn't care.
Come on.
What?
Over at the Drudge Report, it's the same headline, of course, with slightly different spin.
Right.
Over there, they're asking for tissues to mop up their little pants accidents because
oopsie.
It says Trump flexes nuke strength.
How's that? Is that a positive thing? Who sees that as a positive?
Right. This is the same fucked up shit that's going on in Russia. It's the same stuff that I read an article about. This is what Putin did. Putin, because of after the Soviet Union breakup.
Yes.
And then the economic shit baggery that the whole country became.
Yes.
That Putin came in and did the same thing, appealing to hyper masculine dummies,
bros,
who had lost their jobs. They're economically depressed. They have low self-esteem because they can't find jobs. They're on drugs, et cetera, et cetera. And then Putin takes his fucking shirt off and rides in on a bear and says, "We make Russia great again. Go out, beat faggots on street. It's fine."
Yeah. Yeah. That's happening.
That's what's happening. It's this weird masculinization that they think that all they got to do is be the biggest and baddest and strongest, and that's all you need.
You know, and I don't know. It's just such the wrong message to send at this country at this time. I mean, it's such an unfortunate guy to have elected because, you know.
Unfortunate. Uh-oh.
What's up?
No, sorry. One, there's a new tweet on the Trump story, on the Trump stream.
Stream.
That's if Rudy Giuliani would have been. His press secretary.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I missed it. You haven't done Rudy's voice in a while. Why?
Rudy kind of submerged back into the sewer.
Oh, yes.
Right? After he found out he wasn't getting a job.
Oh, yeah. What? Is he pissed?
He wanted... Well, the inside scoop was that Rudy said, "I want secretary of state or nothing."
God, what a dick.
Well, and Trump said... Arrivederci. Yeah, okay, you get nothing. And then...
Who would you rather have?
Than who?
Rudy or Rex?
Oh, God, I mean...
I don't know, that's a shitty choice.
Yeah, I mean...
They're both dickheads.
Good God. So, the new tweet...
Oh, yes.
Fresh off the presses, based on the tremendous cost and cost overruns...
Right.
...of the... Oh... Holy shit, this is fucking huge.
Huge.
Based on the tremendous cost and cost overruns of the Lockheed Martin F-35. This is that, we've been bitching about this forever, because it's like a trillion with a T. After all these years, they've been trying to perfect this fucking thing. They won't fly, but they keep saying we got to do it because we got to keep America great, keep protected. You got to... And
is this the plane that takes off from a helicopter? From
it's a
standing-
VTOL?
What the?
Vertical takeoff and landing? Yes.
Okay.
Maybe. But it's supposedly the most sophisticated thing. But in tests, it keeps, not working.
God, I would hate to be on that
plane. We've been bitching about that.
God.
But he says, because of the tremendous cost overruns of the Lockheed Martin F-35, I have asked Boeing to price out a comparable F-18 Super Hornet. So whoever has Lockheed Martin stock is bleeding out of every hole in their body today. And now Boeing stock is going to go through the roof. This is 14 minutes ago. I guarantee fucking you by the end of the day, Lockheed Martin is going to be way down. Boeing is going to be way up because of this fucker's tweet.
Okay. Now, I have a question. How is this any different than a statement any president could make? Like, what if Obama had said, hey, we're gonna look at Boeing for this job because maybe Lockheed's not doing it effectively, you know?
He wouldn't tweet it. And he wouldn't tweet send the stocks going crazy.
Because of the ramifications. He would say, that's not, is it illegal what Trump did, or is it just shitty?
I don't know that it's illegal, but I mean, he's making Defense Department deals when he ain't president yet.
Is he shopping for a used goddamn car?
Well, he's looking, he asked Boeing for a price out on a comparable F-18 Super Hornet.
What is that thing, Thuper? What is that thing you do, CarX or something? What do you go to CarX?
CarMax.
CarMax. Go to CarMax. See if you can get somebody to give you a plane deal on a fucking plane. Max. Oh, God, this guy's such an asshole.
It's very crazy.
I mean, the thing is, the only thing we're talking about is this guy creates chaos. I mean, he creates chaos. I don't remember Barack Hussein Obama creating chaos. I mean, other than the fact that Barack was black.
So during yesterday's meeting, Trump, Lockheed Martin, the CEO, must not have licked his orange wrinkly sack as well.
Now that's a mistake.
As the CEO of Boeing.
You dummy, you got to get that. You got to get that licking down. He loves that.
And who in the Trumpian sphere, you know, probably his fucking kids own shit tons of Boeing stock. Now, I've divested.
I saw people on Facebook talking about this. This one guy, a corpulent fellow, we shall not name his name, but he runs.
Oh, I know who.
Let us say a competing internet radio. Network.
Far beneath us.
I mean, the shows they put on are total shit. who cares? But he was saying this is a good thing. They said this is a good thing. It's good for America because Trump is a guy that can make deals like this happen. It'll save us money. And so what if the stock tanks? You know what I mean? Because he's trying to get a good deal for America.
Unbelievable.
But to me, it seems like chaos. I mean, why does he have to make this public? Why does he have to tweet about it? I mean, if he really thinks Boeing can make a better plane than Lockheed Martin, can he be subtle about it? Does he have to make a big stink about
it? Well, everything? No, because now the Trumpansies are going to be like, look, he saved 1,100 jobs in Indiana. Actually, it was like 700 something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we found out he didn't. That deal was already in the works, and Pence was in charge of it. And we also found out it's not going to be a deal.
Oh, God.
Like, it's probably not going to work out. But he's crowing about that. Meanwhile, I saw just this week, I believe, another company is packing up out of Indiana and leaving. Trump said nothing about that.
Oh,
interestingly enough. But, I mean, the president should not be able to affect these. He needs to be careful what he says and tweets.
I mean, do you think what we're dealing with is a guy that every time anything he does, he needs a victory lap?
Yeah, he's an insecure little man baby.
He's got
narcissist.
Oh, man. Do you think there's any way? I mean, there is some time. There's a lot of time between now when he assumes power. Do you think he could meet with Barack and just like, Barack, I'm so sorry to ask this of you. You served our country for 2 terms. And you took a lot of shit, but do you think you could just sort of do a thing where Schittler just shadows you at your job and maybe some of the ways you think and what you do will rub off on this?
It's like bring your kid to work day.
Yes, it's exactly like that, because this guy is a child with his Twitter.
It's crazy. So even... This is amazing.
I just hate this guy so much. Such an asshole.
even some sympathizers,
yes,
who have been trying to push down the tents in their pinstripe pants since Trump won, because they're finance guys and money guys.
Oh,
and
yes.
They think they're going to get richer as fuck. And they can take all that money out of that Social Security and that Medicaid. And profit. People are going to get sick. Fuck them.
Oh, yeah. Who
Lazy
cares?
Lazy takers.
Yeah, yeah. They're takers. Bleed out. I'm looking for a deal on a new plane. It's like he's a guy walking around a used car lot. Or no. He's the used car salesman.
Yeah.
He's either the guy buying the used car or he's a slimy ass used car salesman. That is POTUS. That is our new POTUS.
So one of these idiots that has been just thrilled about the Trumpian incoming policies and everything.
Darth Vader
is this toilet paper stain. Neil Cavuto over at Fox News Business, Fox News. He's a real piece of work.
He is a douche with a liquid U.
And now listen to what Neil Cavuto has to say.
Okay.
About the Trump let's build more nukes tweet.
The president-elect communicates via tweet, Twitter. He's just sent out a new tweet.
Well, that's the diaper load Stuart Varney.
Oh, God.
Who's hosting right now.
We played Stuart Varney in the past on Crab Diving,
yeah,
have we not?
He's a real jerk off, yeah.
For past episodes of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com or go to iTunes, go to Stitcher.
Never met a poor person they didn't want to step on to make dollar or two.
The president-elect communicates via tweet, Twitter. He's just sent out a new tweet, and it's a big deal. Tom?
Oh, it's getting reaction. He says, the United States greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes.
The United States must greatly expand its nuclear capabilities.
Yeah.
Now, that's quite a statement on a tweet.
Usually, we're negotiating getting rid of nukes, Donald.
Right. Well, I tweeted or Facebooked out. Haven't we for decades been working with everybody on the planet to have less nukes, fewer nukes? Haven't we had SALT talks and START talks and all these treaties to get rid of that shit?
Yes.
Because we got enough. We can still blow up everything hundreds of times over. What if we could just blow it up 100 times over?
You know, there's a movie. It's called Doctor Strangelove.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
And it is a cautionary tale about nuclear, thermonuclear or fucking war.
Or an
inspirational tale.
It was a prediction.
Yeah. Please, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, pick up a copy of that movie on Blu-ray or DVD and send it to Schindler. Schindler must watch this.
General Flynn is...
George C. Scott.
George C. Scott.
God damn it. I tell you what. There's no way in hell Trump is Peter Sellers over my dead body.
Usually we're negotiating getting rid of nukes. Donald Trump in this tweet is suggesting that we have more nukes until the rest of the world comes to senses.
I'm just having a hard time keeping pace with the daily developments. Yesterday there were several developments. Today we've got this one just coming.
Is that your job?
Yeah, dude.
You're on a news show, you dick.
Is this guy complaining that there's news? Gosh, there's news
I'm
every
having
day.
Trouble keeping up.
You're on a 24-hour news network.
Right.
If there were not news every day, your job would be difficult.
Developments today, we've got this one just coming out moments ago. It's really an extraordinary thing. We started the show by saying this. We have never seen anything like this before, and that's true. Neil, it's yours, sir.
I'm thinking this out, though, Stuart. Let's say we get to Dow 20,000, so we're all richer for it.
We get the Dow to 20,000, so we're all richer for it.
Does this dickhead think the Dow's going to matter in the least when there's mushroom clouds out the window?
Who's the we?
Oh, it's not us.
The Dow's getting to 20,000, so we're all richer for it.
No,
tell me who's going to benefit from that.
You know that guy at the AT&T store who tried to fix my phone, but
right.
I didn't know the passcode
with the allergies.
Oh yeah, well that's not in the we.
We're not in the we.
We're not in the we. Nobody's in the we.
Unless you have a, do you have a portfolio somewhere? Portfolio hidden?
Kate?
The crab diving retirement fund is tied up in a 401k plan.
Zoe, bring me that 401k. Quit chewing on it.
I'm thinking this out, though, Stuart. Let's say we get to Dow 20,000, so we're all richer for it. But Donald Trump also promises more nukes, so we're all blown up just as we're counting our money. It's
what if?
Yeah. Oh, but now, a little reality sinking in. I'm sitting here flipping through my tens and twenties. Well, I'm flipping through my twenties and hundreds.
You know, it's so funny that to listen to that guy slowly come to. Sorry, I'm choking on my own bile just listening to this asshole. He makes me want to vomit.
But he's not worried about the world suffering.
Him.
Right. Now.
Now
he might be affected because we might have a nuclear holocaust.
Let me understand this. For you guys to not consider your money first, we have to have a nuclear goddamn holocaust. Is that's what I'm hearing? You guys are assholes. And you know what?
And obviously,
I'm losing my mind.
Right. Lack of empathy.
Oh, yeah.
There might be a nuclear holocaust, but... Wow, we're going to get blown up when we're counting our money.
He actually said if we put more nuclear weapons on the planet, the Dow could rise.
No, right? No. He said now that the good side of Trump is that the Dow is going up, so all the rich dicks are going to make money.
Yes.
However, now there's a wrinkle.
Oh, yeah.
In that we might all be vaporized.
Oh, yeah.
While we're Scrooge McDucking through our giant vault of cash.
Vaporized. We're going to get vaporized. That's the wrinkle he's worried about. That
for the kids out there, Scrooge McDuck used to, he had a vault that he used to swim in, and just full of money.
Oh, yeah? He didn't swim in water like a normal duck?
Right.
He was an elitist.
Unreal.
All right.
But Donald Trump also promises more nukes, so we're all blown up just as we're counting our money.
What have you become some kind of leftist all of a sudden?
No, I'm just worried. I you don't seem to be.
You're not a worrying kind. Get out of here.
The visual is Ryan just stood up with his hands on his head in disbelief.
I need something to break.
What are you? Some kind of a leftist or something? You don't want the world to be blown up, you mincing lefty pussy.
Oh, yes, I'm a little commie pinko liberal hippie ninny over here. I don't want to be blown up by a nuclear bomb.
A leftist.
That makes me a leftist?
If you're concerned about the tweet that Orange Shitler tweeted this morning, you're obviously some kind of a mincing fairy leftist.
I am a mincing fairy leftist. I don't want to be vaporized in a cloud of shit. You know, every time I've seen a movie about the end of the world via some nuclear goddamn bomb, it's bad. It's so bad.
Right.
Even a volcano.
Not a lot of post-apocalyptic rom-coms going on.
Oh, no. Yeah, starring Katherine Heigl and Paul Rudd, right. Of course, because he's in every fucking movie.
Honey, I Ate the Baby.
Oh, yeah. I had to. It was the only thing.
We had to eat the baby.
You know what happens when there's a nuclear war? I don't know if anybody knows this. Everything gets, you need iodine to, you know, combat the radiation sickness. But then everything gets radiated. Every bit of eggs, all the milk, all the water is radiated, and you can't eat it because it's radiated. And you can't count your stupid money.
But the toilet paper feels warmer.
Toilet paper? You're not.
Toilet paper is radiated.
Your skin's melting off.
Well, but the toilet paper.
You're complaining about the toilet paper.
God. No, I like it.
Oh, yeah, you like
it's
it.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
The toilet paper warms up a little bit.
No, I'm just worried. I you don't seem to be.
You're not a worrying kind. Get out of here.
Okay. Good talk to you. All right, we have a lot more. We're following because I am thinking about that. That would be something, right? Oh, we hit down 20,000. In the meantime, I don't know if you got your, you know.
So Cavuto's a little discombobulated here because he didn't expect Stuart Varney to be the one percenter. Flaming bag of dog shit on the porch that he turned out to be.
Right.
He's picking on him for being concerned about the incoming president saying we need more nukes.
Or is this guy trying to be funny? I mean, is this when they're trying to be like, I don't know. Is this banter?
Well, yeah, and it's the, you know, the toss to the next show.
Oh, yeah.
And Varney was like, you're not the worrying type. Yuck, 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 yuck.
You know,
I've seen you in the locker room. You've got a big swinging pair down there.
Oh, yes. God, what does it take? What is it going to take to make people take him seriously, Trump? To really take, like, this guy is so dangerous. Who is taking him seriously? Where are the Democrats speaking out against these tweets?
They don't, though.
What do you mean they don't?
I mean, the Trumpanzees even say, well, we don't believe everything he says. You know, like that wall. Well, a lot of them are claiming, well, we knew it was just metaphorical.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they don't know that word.
Right.
But they say, we knew he didn't really mean it. He was just, you know, setting a tone, making a feeling.
But what about this? He means that he's going to start a cold war with China. Are we already have that? Or we're going to have that.
Breaking news.
Yes.
The Rockettes will be performing at the Trump inauguration.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah. According to CNN.
You know, I got to tell you something. If I'm Actors Equity, if I'm a union, I say, listen, you perform at that fucking inauguration. I'm taking your card. Can you do that? I mean, if
take away there.
you just say, listen, I'm going to yank your equity franchisee status, right? Because they're the Rockettes. They have a deal with Actors Equity because they got to perform on pro stages. Why doesn't the Actors Equity should take a stand and say, hey, we will yank the membership of any of our members that perform for that asshole's inauguration.
Well, and
he's anti-labor.
And no offense to the Rockettes. But, I mean, what a throwback kind of, you know, they're an icon and everything.
Yes.
But really, they're Vegas showgirls that do a kick line.
Right.
No offense. Right. They're all very talented. Yes. I'm sure great dancers individually and stuff like that. But as a unit, their whole existence is hot chicks and skimpy things kicking their legs up.
Right.
Like it ain't. That's what they're famous for. It ain't, you know, the great dance routines and stuff like that.
Who's the draw? Is it the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or is it the Rockettes? It's a very odd pairing.
Well, right. I don't know. I don't think the Mormons like are way into the whole Rockettes thing. Yeah. It's very bizarre. It's all very bizarre.
It's odd. I don't know.
So I guess Boris Epstein, one of the Trump toadies, one of the slimier ones out there, was on the CNN, and the host there was giving him Brooke Baldwin. Was kind of giving him shit about the whole inauguration thing.
Yes.
And she said, okay, start naming names. Tell me who you have. And Epstein said, well, as far as the inauguration goes, we're extremely excited. We've had a ton of great performers, entertainers, and Americans reaching out. Performers, entertainers, and Americans.
And like, Americans?
Call up Trump. Tell him I can play the spoons for his inauguration.
You know, somebody tweeted in to us regarding this. I believe it was Embrace Madness.
Yeah.
Had a funny, God, how do I go to our notifications? Damn, I'm so sorry. Wait, here it is. Trump.
Oh, well, that's what I'm reading right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit. I'm sorry.
So
it's hilarious.
He continues to say, we've had Americans reaching out, wanting to be part of it. And I can announce right now on your air that the Radio City Rockettes will be taking part in the inaugural events.
It's like this. Is it like this?
Oh, yeah. Well, after everyone in the studio recovered from swooning.
Oh, the Rockettes.
Right. Brooke Baldwin said, whoa, I remember being a kid and going to Radio City and they're amazing. Let me ask you this. Did you approach them? Did they approach you? What exactly will their role be at the inauguration?
Okay.
What do you mean, what is their role going to be?
They're going to kick.
I believe they're going to dance and do their kick line, and everyone's going to go crazy.
Wait, they're going to give the inaugural speech.
They're going to dance. It's a kick line. You're right. This is insane. But actually, that is not a bad question. Where do you put the Rockettes?
Well, he's going to ask them about foreign policy.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Seriously, if you're directing this shit show, God, could you imagine if you're the director or producer of this thing?
You can't book anybody.
Well, okay, what talent do you have for me to work with? Who do I have? Okay, I got the Rockettes. I got Scott Baio's going to do a missive from a Shakespeare play. And then Victoria Jackson's going to do a thing.
I'll bet Victoria Jackson will bring her ukulele. She'd probably be way into it.
You think that's funny? I know that's out there. You don't think Victoria Jackson
her people,
isn't
sure.
on a list at this fucking point.
We're still determining specifics,
yes,
Epstein replied, but they will be part of the inaugural balls. There may be something else. There may be something else. We're gonna put them in charge of a few of the silos to update.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lee Greenwood's not gonna fucking do this thing, and he's the guy. He's the guy.
Then he said, this is just so creepy. He said, they are going to be a big part of the celebration of freedom and democracy. He's got a New York accent.
Freedom and democracy.
Right. A uniting event.
Oh, okay.
Uniting. You can't. Kid Rock said no.
Kid Rock said no. Can you get trashier than Kid Rock? Kid Rock.
I believe said no.
Okay.
Celine Dion thumbed her ample nose at it.
She's Canadian.
Right.
And she's Canadian, man.
Donald J. Trump, a uniting event whereby Donald J. Trump and the Trump movement move into Washington, D.C. and get to work, making sure Americans are safe at home and in their jobs.
That is so like. God.
Then Brooke Baldwin says, now, Boris, I have to ask you. I can just hear people at home thinking, great, the Rockettes and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Like, where are your big names? Where are the bigger stars? Do you have any reveals that you're keeping kind of close to the vest?
Yes.
He said, you know, Brooke.
Oh, yes.
I think that's a bit of a misguided approach. We're not putting on Woodstock. We're not putting on Summer Jam. We're putting on an inauguration.
We're not putting on Woodstock.
We're not putting on Woodstock.
No, you're not, because you couldn't get anyone that performed at Woodstock.
Right.
You couldn't make it.
Exactly.
The Woodstock you're putting on, as far as I can tell, includes somebody named Freedom DJ Spinner McGee, whatever the Stars and Stripes singers are, whoever the fuck they are.
Yeah, they're talented.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, which, you know, I'm not saying they're bad, and the Rockettes.
Maybe there'll be a mashup. Maybe the Rockettes will do a kick line in front of the Mormon Tabernacle
Choir.
How would
you even sell this idea to anybody? I just don't.
What else has he got? I mean, what do you mean sell?
Well,
I don't think they got much else going, apparently.
I mean, at this point, I mean, if I'm Trump, what I do is like, well, now you have to get creative. I tell these agents and stuff, I need you to go find some very talented poor people, like Broadway actors who do like chorus stuff, who get paid, you know, that Broadway minimum.
Oh, I thought you meant to just like chloroform a busker and that's down in the subway.
You know what? No.
Drag him to the inauguration.
I'm going to change my suggestion.
What about a blind busker? They could grab him and he wouldn't know where he is.
Oh, that's a great idea. But
take advantage of the disabled.
Taking advantage, which my idea is even better. What you do is you wait for somebody like, this is horrible, but you wait for somebody like John Bon Jovi to pull out of his driveway. You have some cop following.
Bag over his head.
Pull him over. No, pull him over. Say, hey, you got a taillight out. I'm going to have to check your trunk. Plants crack. You know,
kitty porn.
Yes, kitty porn, a handgun. And then, you know, John Bon Jovi's like, oh, okay, you can perform. You know how this can all go away?
Mm-hmm.
We need you to do a fucking.
Wanted.
45-minute set at the inauguration.
Yep.
And the kitty porn and the crack goes away. I never saw it. That's the only way you get an A-lister at this thing.
Yeah. Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons said no.
Well, his family.
And that guy's a whore. I'm sorry. We were just at Bell's or Beale's, whatever.
It's a raging controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Controversy. So
how you pronounce the department store down here in Gulf Breeze. Tweet us if we're getting it wrong. At Beale's, there's a Kiss shirt there that you could buy for $30, and it comes with your own Kiss headphones.
Right.
Their merchandise is everywhere. You can even buy a Kiss coffin to be buried in.
Yep.
To decompose it.
And they interviewed Gene Simmons. He was there with his wife and daughter, apparently, and somewhere with his wife and daughter. And they asked him, oh, so will Kiss be performing at the inauguration?
Right.
And as he was trying to answer, his wife and daughter were like, no. And then he tried to be diplomatic and say, well, we're going to be touring Europe at the time. And the wife and daughter were like, that's not why he's not doing it.
Shit.
He's not doing it.
Gene Simmons is like, listen, man, I'm just trying to live my life. Can I say no?
Right. He's got enough money.
Embrace Madness on Twitter makes a good point. Maybe the Rockettes can wear the magic underwear while the Mormons play.
There you go.
Maybe that's it. This has got to kill Trump, his vanity, because before this, he probably had lots of famous friends that he would hang out with and go to Spago with and go to these stupid clubs.
I don't know about that. I thought the word is like Bloomberg kind of made it appear like that he's like the alleged billionaire from the other side of the tracks that nobody wants to hang out with him.
Because he's a dick?
Well, yeah, and he's a star fucker.
Oh, yes.
And not in a good way. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Like
Bill Clinton has fancy friends.
Like, he's and also, right, and has done good in the world. What?
That's a better point.
What good in the world has Donald Trump done? I built beautiful buildings for rich people. It's not like he's been out there making these huge places where low-income people can live. No, he's like, I don't want to do that shit. That's what his dad did. His dad was a fucking slumlord.
Right.
He specifically did not want to do that. He wanted to get into the upscale, rich, elite real estate market. Well, and he wanted to rub elbows with them.
Well, for charity, he bought Tim Tebow's helmet, football helmet. Right. I mean, I'm trying to think of something good he did.
With his charity's money that somebody else bought. And then Melania bought a couple of 10-foot Trump paintings.
Well, according to Alex Jones of InfoWars, that right-wing nut job loon, Donald Trump spends all day walking around just throwing cash to homeless people.
Citations.
He gives away so much money, he has to be restrained, according to Alex Jones.
Citations.
I don't know. There's no citations.
When does Trump? Dude. The only time Trump is on the streets is when he's walking from Trump Tower to his limo.
Yeah. But I will sell you with this citations you keep saying. I don't know what citations do for you in a Trumpian 2000.
Well, that's true.
I mean, what do we do with those? Shove them up our ass. Right. We shove those citations up your ass because Trump got elected.
And then Boris Epstein, the Trump toad, was asked by Brooke Baldwin on CNN. So, what are the top three artists that
come on?
He would be
okay.
After Epstein, according to the Raw story,
who is this asshole?
Change the subject, by the way.
Who is the interview person? Who's the interviewer?
Brooke Baldwin?
I don't know. Okay.
Epstein continued on tangent about what the Trump administration has promised to get to work on, noting the carrier deal, which we just chat upon.
Oh, yes.
And pulled the curtain back on to show it's all bullshit.
But who are the top stars?
And then she said, well, yeah, because that's what they wanted to talk about. So she said, she takes it back. She says, well, who would your top three artists be? And Epstein responded, it's not about the artists. The top three people that he wants to see at the inauguration.
Yes.
Are Donald J. Trump.
Jesus.
Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump.
That, you know what? That guy, creepy, that's a good fucking answer.
Creepy, creepy.
And I want to see him tap dancing because, damn, he's good.
Yeah.
He's like Boris Fred Epstein. Astaire, man.
Yeah, he's one of the more reptilian ones that have been out there on the telly stomping for Trumpin.
Who performed for Barack Obama at his inaugural? I'm trying to look that up right now, but I can't spell inaugural. I hate that so much. But, I mean, he got good people, right? I mean, Barack Hussein Obama got good people to perform.
Right. Right.
Are you looking that up?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I can't. I mean, that's insane. I mean, because I think Barack Hussein Obama got, didn't he get Stevie Wonder, Barbara Streisand? I mean, all the big ones. Did he get a Lionel Richie? No Lionel Richie for Barack?
I'm not sure.
I mean, Ted Nugent is very talented. I mean, he is a horrible human being. I mean, he's a racist, anti-Semitic.
The day before Obama arrived in Washington on January 18th, 2009, there was a celebration at the Lincoln Memorial called We Are One.
Yes.
The Obama inaugural celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
Right.
Speakers and performers included... Denzel read an homage to the fallen soldiers, I believe.
Is he
followed? Then Bruce Springsteen, you may have heard of him.
Oh yes, he's very popular. I know Bruce, sure.
Then a speech from or passages from Franklin Roosevelt and John F. Kennedy speeches were read by Laura Linney, an excellent actor,
yes.
And Martin Luther King III.
Oh, okay.
Then Mary J. Blige, a huge name.
Huge.
Jamie Foxx and Steve Carell did readings. Tom Hanks did a reading. Marissa Tomei did a reading.
I'm sorry. Steve Carell did a reading? What?
With Jamie Foxx.
Did they do a sketch or something? Was it funny?
Yeah, I don't know. It says referencing Thomas Jefferson, Thurgood Marshall, and Robert Kennedy. I don't think it was that funny.
Did Steve Carell's agent get on the phone and was like,
funny,
hey,
yeah.
Steve, can you do an Abe Lincoln? Or no, who was it? Thomas Jefferson,
Thurgood Marshall, and Robert Kennedy.
You know, Steve Carell does a really good Thurgood Marshall.
Bon Jovi.
There you go. Bam.
James Taylor, John Legend.
Jesus. I mean, come on,
Mellencamp.
Man. You know,
Queen Latifah.
I saw John Legend live. He played with the Grateful Dead band. That guy is awesome.
Yeah.
He can play the guitar.
Josh Groban, Herbie Hancock, Sheryl Crow.
Herbie Hancock, he's a jazz legend. Where are Trump's jazz legends?
Garth Brooks,
okay.
Ashley Judd, Forrest Whitaker did a reading. Stevie Wonder.
Bam!
Usher.
Did Stevie Wonder do a reading?
Shakira. Samuel Jackson.
Where's my wallet?
Samuel L. Jackson.
That's my wallet. What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet? And then Pete Seeger, the late Pete Seeger, I believe. Bruce Springsteen.
Twice.
And Tao Rodriguez Seeger, which must be a relative.
Who the fuck is that? Okay.
They sang "This Land Is Your Land."
All right. Jeez.
The Pete Seeger, the
sing your hits.
Folk singing legend.
Yeah, so you got Pete Seeger here. I'm going to have him sing that song. Yeah.
Well, that's what he got.
It's the inauguration. All right.
And then closed Beyonce.
Beyonce.
The Illuminati Queen.
All right. Well, that's a deal. Well, why can't Trump get the Illuminati to perform?
I don't know. Apparently, he's not a member.
Listen to that. Those people. Those are the people you see at the Grammys.
Well, and that's not the inauguration. That's the pre-show. They had 2 days before the inauguration.
Well, who was at the inauguration?
Well, I'm trying to find
that. They got
shit.
The great Steve Carell to play Thurgood Marshall. That's amazing. Steve Carell did a reading. I don't know why I find that weird.
There was a kids inaugural on the 19th called We Are the Future.
Okay.
At the Verizon Center, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Jonas Brothers.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Broadcast live on Disney and Radio Disney. Bow Wow, George Lopez, Queen Latifah, Billy Ray Cyrus. Shaq and Jamie. Shaquille O'Neal,
okay.
And Jamie Foxx.
Now,
maybe Shaquille
was
did
a
well, or perhaps he performed one of the scenes from his movies.
Or perhaps he
the
did
one
some
where he
work.
Was a genie.
Remember, he was a sheriff. Oh, yeah, he was a genie.
Yeah. He still is a sheriff, I think.
Didn't he bust the wrong person for kiddie porn or something? He, like, busted into the wrong
I don't
apartment.
Know
yeah,
that really?
Story is real. Him and a crack team of geniuses somewhere, I think it was in Florida. Busted into the wrong house. Because they had evidence that somebody was, you know, dealing kiddie porn or something. And then could you imagine? First off, you're sitting at home minding your own business. The law just comes in with a warrant. They're like, hey, we're arresting you for kiddie porn. You have the right to make something. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What is this? And then you're like, is that Shaquille O'Neal?
You're right.
It's got to be the...
Well...
Beyonce.
At the actual ceremony, Aretha Franklin sang My Country Tis of Thee.
Will she be at the Trump inaugural ball? Yes or no? Miley Cyrus, will she be there?
There was a performance of an original John Williams composition.
Wow.
He performed by internationally renowned musicians Yo-Yo Ma, cellist, Itzhak Perlman, violinist, Gabriela Montero, pianist, and a clarinetist, Anthony McGill.
See, no Yo-Yo Ma for Trump. No Yo-Yo Ma. Or Yo-Yo Ma.
I believe they were Yo-Yo Ma-less, or they're going to be Yo-Yo Ma-less.
That's sad. Could you imagine you're president, you got to be Yo-Yo Ma-less? That's ridiculous.
A whole bunch of inaugural balls. I mean, they had six of them. One of the six balls held at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. Beyonce opened with At Last from Etta James.
Right. What's she going to open with at the Trump rally ball thing?
I believe she'll be elsewhere.
Right. Why doesn't he just do a rally? Why doesn't he just, for the inauguration, why doesn't he just go to some scary town in the middle of nowhere in Arkansas and get people to yell out the N-word? You know what I mean? And then they can beat protesters, because that's what they do. That's their jam.
So there you go. One of the highest rated inaugurations on the telly and on the internet at the time. And, hopefully, God, I haven't seen anything about the counter event that might be popping up.
Oh yes. I want that. Can we perform at that as podcasters?
Which would be great if they can manage that, because to take ratings away from Shitler would make him lose his little tiny head.
And I think it would send a message, too. I mean, I think shit like that is important.
Yeah.
I hope that happens.
Never stop.
Yeah. God, Bruce, I don't know what you're doing, Mr. Springsteen, with your time these days, but you and Billy Joel, put down the supermodels and get out your spreadsheets and start, I don't know, making some plans for that.
Right. Thing. Let's see, what else have we got going on here? I've got a story... that we didn't get to yesterday.
This, Justin.
This was on our Facebook page also, and we also have the follow-up to it a little bit.
Crab diving follow-up.
I was going to play a little of the audio of the lovely woman who was waiting in line at a mall in Kentucky.
What is wrong with people?
Jefferson Mall in Louisville.
Hey.
And now the story is that even what she lost her mind about didn't really happen.
She says
that that two Hispanic women in front of her, they had waited in line, and then one of them went and came back with two more items and cut back in.
Jeez.
She lost her mind. How dare you not go to the back of the line?
Everybody does that.
But it turns out the cashier had said go back or something like that, because they didn't have a tag on it or something. It wasn't even cutting in.
You know, we all live on this fucking planet. Even if Donald Trump is going to nuke it sometime soon, I mean, we're all going to be here for a little more time at least.
And they're together. It's not like she pushed her cart in front of this other woman. They were together. And even if she did have two new items, suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah. And what about this? What about the goddamn Christmas fucking spirit?
But this woman, I will describe as old, nasty, and white.
Do we have confirmation that she is indeed white?
I'm looking at her on the video, because, of course, the cell phones came out. Part A of this is just this heinous old hag, and what she says immediately about these Hispanic women, who, by the way, speak English, but they, to their credit, they basically completely ignored her as she's doing all this shit.
Yeah.
And they did speak Spanish to each other, which then set her off.
Oh, my.
On another rant. Part B is, fuck you to everybody around here. Because nobody says a word to this old sea hag of a racist nasty woman.
And I think this is a time when you kind of have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you are swinging the white privilege, every once in a while, speak up.
I mean, I get it if it's like some skinhead with 88 tattooed on the side of his head and, you know, obviously works out and is doing something that you might feel a little reticent to jump in that case. This woman's 80.
I mean,
all you got to do is yell at her and tell her what a racist old bigot she's being.
Yeah, you're being rude. What would Jesus do, stupid?
So here's a little bit of her mellifluous tone.
Like everybody else did. It starts back there. And it don't bother me if I say it, and I don't care if everybody hears me. I think everybody here probably feels the same damn way I do. Thank you. Go back to wherever the fuck you come from, lady.
Go back to wherever the fuck you come from, lady.
You know what? Maybe we should just nuke this place and start over. Oh, how disgusting.
They're Hispanic. They're just Hispanic in Louisville, in some shitty store in Louisville at the mall.
God.
Back wherever the fuck you came from.
I don't know what to say.
Go back to wherever the fuck you come from, lady. Y'all think you? Hey, tell them to go back where they belong.
God. The
is that an outtake?
The vastly underpaid cashier dude standing there said to her something like, "You know, maybe you should watch your language there." And that's what she's like. She turned to him. She's like, "Tell them to go back where they or whatever the hell she just said."
You know, I mean,
well, he's making minimum fucking wage in Kentucky, and working retail for Christmas.
And I know when I worked at the Starbucks, what we could say to customers was quite narrow. You know, they do punish you for, like, you know, admonishing a customer. I mean, that's a customer. If you're in corporate Bill,
you can't say you rampaging sewer twunt. Shut the hell up.
No, but I am saying maybe you got to say something, though. I mean,
And this is uncalled for. Shame on all these people in line for not saying something.
The customers have to stand up for this person.
Yep.
They have to stand up for this person.
It is Louisville.
But still, I mean, there's a perception now that you see this. See, this is why this sucks. It sucks because that person was, verbally assaulted by this lunatic. Probably felt like shit the rest of the day. But it sucks because people see this and the perception is all the people around her approve of that behavior because they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not right.
Tell them to go back where they belong. They can't act like the hero. They come here to live and act like everybody else. Get in the back of the line like everybody else does and be somebody. And that's the way I look at it. You're a nobody's. Just because you come from another country, it don't make you nobody.
They're probably born here. I don't even know that she knows nothing about these women.
How many times have you been in line at a retail place at a cash register and you're like, oh, shit, I got to go get another jar of jelly or I got the wrong one. Do you mind if I go real quick and come back? And that is normal. Listen.
I'm surprised she hasn't said Trump yet.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
How many times has this woman done that in her life? Probably a shit ton.
It's just from another country. Yeah. It'll make you nobody. Nobody, as far as I'm concerned. Probably on welfare. The taxpayers probably paid for all that stuff.
There we go.
Oh, God.
Every Fox News talking point, every Breitbart talking point, every InfoWars talking point. The brown people are obviously on welfare, obviously not from my country.
Isn't that part of fascism?
Sure.
Our leaders find a scapegoat, group of people to blame for their being poor.
Yep.
So the reason she's poor or feels like she doesn't have enough money is because that person's on welfare.
It's true. They probably paid. We probably paid for every bit of that stuff. You know that? Probably all the food they get and everything else. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. That's okay. Speak English. You're in America. If you don't know it, learn it. And I'm sorry that I'm that way, but you all need to realize you're not the only ones around here.
Oh, my God. It's like she's...
You are not the only ones around here. That's disgusting.
Right. She got her white privilege stepped on. She felt by some evil brownies.
And to assume that they're on welfare is racist.
Right.
Because they're brown. Speak English. They probably can speak English. They're bilingual.
Yeah.
How many languages?
Yeah.
How many languages do you speak? Zero.
I don't need more than English.
Barely English.
That's God's language.
And when she says, I mean, it's a weird, you know, like when she's able to say, I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. That means that she knows.
There's a tiny bit of recognition.
That makes her worse.
Sure.
This person.
So emboldened.
Yeah. So Trump has emboldened her.
I'm saying, yeah. The whole atmosphere. We won. We're taking America back. We're making the country great again.
The thing is, it's like the thing that's insane as a human being, don't you? If you can't have, you're waiting in line to check out at a cash register. Someone needs to get something else. So they get out of that line and they come back into the line because, you know, can't she imagine herself in the same situation? Or does the person's skin sort of trump that empathy? See, yep. There you go.
Yep.
She's brown. I feel nothing for this person because the media and the guy I voted for dehumanizes these people. They're not people. How disgusting.
So the Jefferson Mall, I don't know if they have yet identified the nasty sea hag that we just heard yet, but they did issue a statement that said, Jefferson Mall strives to create a comfortable and convenient experience for all our guests, and we absolutely do not condone this type of behavior. We will work to identify this woman. Once identified, she will be permanently banned from Jefferson Mall per our behavioral code of conduct. So they're going to issue a ban on her. I don't know what part of Louisville she's in, but
that actually
might hurt. Yeah.
Good for the mall.
That might hurt her.
Dude, you're in the middle of nowhere and you're banned from the local mall? Yeah. How are you going to get your Orange Julius or a Cinnabon or whatever you get at the mall?
A lot of people in the comments are faulting the staff and the cashiers for not calling security and having her hauled out.
I mean, yeah. Yes. You have to fault everybody in there that didn't stand up for that person. That's what we have to start doing now. You have to stand up for people, especially if you're white. You know? Especially. I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
I saw a couple comments and a couple of unsubstantiated. It hasn't been verified, but they're saying that she works at Sam's Club as a greeter in Fern Valley. I've seen multiple instances or multiple different places that have said that, but I haven't seen it in any news source or anything, just in comments and shit. But a couple people have said they've seen her as a greeter at Sam's Club.
She's a greeter. That personality is
allegedly a greeter.
Maybe she's in training or something. We need to work on your greeting.
So there you go. If they find her, I don't know yet if they have, but if they find this old hag, she's going to be banned from life. Banned for life.
From the mall.
From the local.
God. Imagine,
Jefferson Mall.
Okay. Think of all the bad behavior you see in retail from customers. At malls, people just being rude and shitty and everything. They aren't banned. She got banned from the mall, man. How do you live with yourself? You look at yourself in the mirror. It's like, I'm shitty enough. I got banned from a mall.
Right.
I mean, that's
86th from a local mall.
I can't go to the mall anymore because I'm such a tremendous racist asshole. Wow. Congratulations.
So we'll keep your holes pressed to whatever you use to listen to us.
Oh yeah.
iTunes or Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review or crabdiving.com. And don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon hole. Helps us out here. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit.
We get paid.
And, every time you go there, we get a little taste.
That's true.
But you got to use our hole every time.
Oh yes, please.
I've got another. We got about a half hour left on today's show. Thanks for joining us. This is lovely Thursday. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve.
All right.
And happy holidays, everybody, until we are forced at gunpoint to say Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Apparently that's coming up.
Affix bayonets. Figuratively.
Our friends down in the sovereign republic of Texas.
Hey, boy.
Got some shenaniganry going on down there.
Okay.
As they gird their loins for the to join the front lines against women.
Right.
The war on women. They are trying to stealthily, sneakily cut off Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood. Cut funding for Planned Parenthood.
Why would
you do that?
State level
for, because they're baby killing.
Oh, geez. But don't they realize that people use Planned Parenthood for a lot of things other than baby killing?
Of course not. That's nuanced thought.
Examinations, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, you know.
Texas put Planned Parenthood on notice Tuesday that it plans to cut off Medicaid funds soon.
Right.
To move federal judges have blocked in other Republican controlled states, saying that's a federal thing. You can't do that.
Yeah, and also they're killing industry, right? Because I thought in Texas they were trying to make it so if you had an abortion, you had to actually have a funeral for your fetus and bury it.
No.
So, like, what's going to happen when that industry goes and you can't have an abortion at all? They're killing jobs.
And the Big Mac or the Egg McMuffin afterwards.
Oh, yes.
McDonald's will be hurting. Now these Republican-controlled states, they're saying, are now waiting to see if President-elect Donald Trump will strip Planned Parenthood of all taxpayer money.
Okay.
Planned Parenthood has responded and is going to file in court to stop Texas from defunding their clinics in January. Listen to this lineup.
Yes.
Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Kansastan are among the states where judges have denied similar efforts. So at least the judges in those states have followed the law. The legislatures don't. And
Perfect.
That's the bullshit. They
right.
just keep flinging these unconstitutional laws. Damn it, damn the... Damn your laws. Damn your federal laws.
They know it's a waste of time.
Yeah, and money. Cost their taxpayers money to fight this shit in court.
I mean, most people, they have a job, and you work, and your boss every once in a while will come to you and say, hey, show me the list of things you're working on. Show me what you've done this week. What are you working on? Oh, well, I've done some things that won't make a difference at all. I've done a lot of pointless things. You know?
And not listening to the people.
Oh, fuck no.
Because it's like, nationally, it's like 60% believe in a woman's right to choose.
Yeah.
Or in an early pregnancy.
What lobbyists are, I guess, the anti-choice movement or something?
Yeah.
They pump money into
the Jesus wielders,
candidates' re-election campaigns, and then here we are. How shitty.
In Texas, even, and the mainstream media really hasn't been covering this that much. You know, they're kind of downplaying it or whatever, but
yes.
Surely, hopefully,
right,
they're going to lose also in court. But we've seen other places where these people, that 6-week ban that they tried to pass in Ohio, the Christo Mula that wrote that law,
yes,
even said, well, you know, we know it's unconstitutional, but Trump. We think, you know, maybe it's going to fly now in Trumpistan.
God, is no one... Oh, my God. There's so many things that need to be done in our government. Just think about it. There's so many poor people. We have pollution. We have, you know, the people in Flint. They have no water. Such a waste of time. It's a horrible, like, allocation of resources, you know?
We've got a story. There's a video.
Oh, shit.
And if you wonder why people of color don't trust the popo.
Okay.
We've got a new one today. A black woman in Fort Worth, Texas.
Right. We just drove through there, by the way.
And her daughter were violently... through Texas.
Fort Worth, yeah, didn't we? No.
South of... We took the Houston route.
Okay. Retraction.
Amarillo and Houston.
All right.
a woman named Jacqueline Craig and her daughter were violently apprehended and jailed.
Oh, shit.
By a Fort Worth, Texas police officer. We'll describe him as white.
Oh, perfect.
After she tried to explain to the officer that her white neighbor had choked her 7-year-old son.
How do you choke a 7-year-old?
What do you mean?
I mean,
you grab him by the neck and choke him.
I know, but how, as a human being, how the fuck do you...
I see.
How do you do that?
You can even do one hand.
Oh, jeez.
You're Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
God.
You'd
have to be Darth Vader.
There's video which shows an unidentified officer conferring with a white man.
Yes.
The neighbor.
Okay.
Then heads over to Ms. Craig.
Right.
She says the guy choked her 7-year-old son, claiming that the son threw some papers on the ground.
Oh, come on.
In response, the cop says, "Why didn't you teach your son not to litter?"
Oh, my God.
The woman then reasonably points out that, well, even if he did throw the stuff on the ground, the man does not have a right to manhandle my child, to which the officer says, "Why not?"
Oh, my God. Who are these law enforcement guys?
So now this citizen...
Yes.
Starts getting a little pissed off, understandably, and she tells the cop, don't tell me how to raise my kids. And then he goes into, if you keep yelling at me, you're going to piss me off.
Okay.
He says.
So
that's
what?
A quote.
It's my right.
Then the daughter tries to get in between the officer and the mom to defuse the situation. In response, the officer grabs Ms. Craig, slams her stomach down on the ground, whips out his taser.
Holy shit.
And handcuffs her, didn't taser.
Oh, okay. How nice.
Then he goes after the daughter, grabs her, throws her on the concrete, and slaps the cuffs on her.
Oh, my God.
And they say in the video, it's not clear, but at some point it sounds as if the taser goes off.
Man, what is wrong with people? That's rough.
In at The Root.
Yes.
Magazine online, the... reporter says the video appears to be a chilling illustration of white and police aggression towards black bodies. After the cop patronized and antagonized Ms. Craig, dismissing violence against her son, he showed her that, for him, her son's life didn't matter, neither did her life or the life of her daughters.
Yeah.
Like the white man who assaulted the black child, this cop felt the need to show domination over black bodies.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Institutional racism. Our cops don't see people of color as people. That's the only way to explain that.
And then here at the Raw story, they say conflict de-escalation is the centerpiece of the police reform movement.
Yes.
And there's plenty of evidence that it's safer and more effective. In Britain.
Hello.
Where they say, stop or I shall yell stop again.
Oh, yes. I shall shame you.
In America, they go, bang, 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 bang.
No, they
stop.
Shoot you. Because it's
then
the most,
they yell stop.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's the most dangerous job.
As they're running away, like Walter Scott.
Right.
Terrifying. 30 feet away, running like hell with his back to you.
Or you're like Michael Brown.
Yeah.
You morph into a demon.
Sure.
And that cop. What's that guy's name? Who shot him to death? And
Darren Wilson.
Darren Wilson murdered that guy. He said he quote unquote morphed into a demon.
Like a demon.
And you're telling me there's no institutional racism in the cops? If you don't believe that, you're out of your mind. That is a guy not seeing a person of color as a person.
Well, Darren Wilson was part of the dissolved police force in a different town before he was a cop in Ferguson.
Yeah.
The police force was dissolved because it was shown to be racist as fuck.
And you know what? It turns out that it was, and he is, and they are.
In Britain, most officers don't carry guns. They train the police to prioritize de-escalation, even if the suspects are visibly armed.
So what do? Just talk them down or something.
Yeah.
They have a plan.
And there's no Nobody's armed here in this situation.
Right. Nobody's armed.
It's just this racist white fuck Fort Worth cop decided he was disrespected by the Negro.
That's true. That's exactly it.
I don't know how good this tape is. Here's a little bit of the audio.
I'm not in your sight. Because you just pissed me off telling me what I teach my kids and what I don't.
If you keep yelling at me, you're going to piss me off. I'm going to send you to jail.
Okay. Well, you're not, okay? They don't shoot that. We are.
And the daughter gets in the way. You can yell at a cop. You can say fuck you to a cop. That's the Supreme Court has decided many times on stuff like that. Cops ain't special little snowflakes that you can't insult or be disrespectful to. It ain't right. against the law to disrespect a cop as much as the servile bootlicking right wingers would love it to be.
Right. I mean, this is...
It ain't.
And that guy, you can hear that guy say, if you piss me off,
right.
I'm going to throw you in jail or bring you
right.
to jail
for,
or something.
That's when...
For pissing you
somebody
off.
Somebody has to say, for what? For what?
I mean, it's...
And then they say she resisted arrest. What were you arresting her for?
For being
exactly.
rude?
Exactly.
For being rude?
It happens all the time. How do people get arrested only for resisting arrest?
It's weird.
Nobody will address that. Well, that's... They disrespected the cop.
Because people always assume that the cop is protecting themselves from someone. They're resisting. That infers that someone was being violent towards the cop.
I'm surprised he didn't shoot the person that was taping this with the cell phone.
But, you know, like when you hear that cop and he says, if you piss me off, I'm going to arrest you.
Yep.
How do you expect that person to react?
And how do you expect,
now all of a sudden I might get arrested?
How do you expect this neighborhood to react to cops?
That's a good point.
They're going to respect the police?
Are they going to call the cops?
When you say, okay, maybe my kid dropped a candy wrapper, that doesn't give this asshole the right to put his hands on my child and choke him. Why don't you teach him not to litter?
Well, see, and this is exactly illustrates white privilege. White privilege means that when I'm a kid, my parents can say, hey, if you feel like you're in danger, you can go to a cop. Always trust the police. Do whatever the police said. I'm white. Now, if I'm a black kid, what do you tell your kids? Not that.
Yeah, there was another political cartoon I saw recently where it was a white mother, and the kid says, I'm going to go out and play. And the mom says, okay, wear your jacket. And then the next panel, it's a black kid saying to his mom, I'm going to go out and play. And she says, okay, wear your jacket. Make sure you walk with your hands out. Don't carry anything in your pockets.
Yeah.
Make sure you say yes, sir, and no, sir. Make sure you don't run towards or away from anyone. Make sure you don't look anyone in the eye as you're walking.
Yeah.
Make sure, you know, all of
don't
these.
Don't wear a hoodie.
Right.
Don't have Skittles in the pocket of your hoodie. Because
and the incoming administration wants to grab those people and frisk them.
And we're not supposed to talk about race. Liberals get shit for talking about race. And the only reason that these stories exist is because those people are black and the cops don't see those people as people.
Right.
That is the fucking problem. I mean, and it's, you know what, it's and it doesn't, it's hard to be optimistic about this problem being resolved, the institutional racism in our police force, when a guy like Jeff Sessions.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Is going to be the top law enforcement officer in our goddamn country. That does not, does that give you any hope? It doesn't make you optimistic, that's all.
Wait, isn't he a third, too? Isn't like Jefferson Beauregard? It is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the third.
I mean, we're in a crisis in this country with our cops, and you know, and it's not just people of color. It's just not their problem. It's our problem. It's all of our problems. If we have cops shaking down people because they're black, shooting people because they're black, that is all of our problem. That's just not their problem. And that means that our police aren't doing their job.
Ugh. This goes on for 5 or 6
God,
minutes, but it's
so disturbing.
It's
why are you in your motherfucking face, bitch? Bitch, go in the house. I'm Jesus Christ. Everything is on motherfucking line.
So I mean, now this asshole cop has turned the neighborhood into a scene of chaos because the people are rightfully pissed off that he's thrown two women to the ground, possibly tased somebody and handcuffed them for no reason other than not filleting him.
And a white person will say, context. Why aren't they being calm? Why doesn't she just be calm and relax? Well, she's black.
Because you just told the person who's there to serve and protect you that this guy choked your kid, and he said, so what?
Yeah, so what?
Basically.
And you just spent the last year watching all these cops kill black people. Eric Garner was saying, I can't breathe, and they strangle him to death.
Yeah.
That guy, that kid ran from the cops for whatever. Who cares? He ended up in that paddy wagon. He was dead. I mean, so, like, their context is different than a white person's context when the cops start doing shit. I don't understand why we can't. It's total madness. It is total fucking madness.
And the right-wing droolers think more boots on their necks, more punishment, more of them in jail is going to be the answer. Behavior like this asshole cop. Because you think it's going to stop with the black people?
No, absolutely not.
Wait until Trump decides that crab diving fans are un-American.
Sure. I mean, just think about it. If you're a white person listening, then you know you probably agree with us. But God damn it, I mean.
So this officer has been put on restricted duty, which means he's still getting paid. He gets to sit behind a desk.
God, you fuck up at your job that bad and you get paid. Damn. Man, you're walking down the street. If you're walking down the street as a white guy and you see a cop, it never occurs to you that that guy sees you as a thug, sees you as a threat. But imagine if you're black and you're walking down the street and you see a cop. I don't know what the conversation is in your head. I don't know. That's not my experience, but I'm sure it's different.
And then the Fort Worth Police Department never took her report about the assault on her son.
What?
Like, they don't care.
Why?
Because she disrespected the white guy. So that's the only crime that was committed.
So now she doesn't get any justice. She doesn't get any protection from the cops.
Yeah. So
all she got was harassed.
So now her lawyer tweeted out, the FWPD, Fort Worth Police Department, never took original report of assault on Jacqueline Craig's son. After bond is posted, completing this report will be our first step.
No.
So they're going to file charges against that white fuck for choking out that 7-year-old kid.
And what did we hear Schittler say throughout the whole campaign? We love our cops. We love our law enforcement. Blah, blah, blah. But the message there is, don't worry. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep behaving the way you're behaving.
Right. Shut up and take it. Comply.
God damn.
Terrifying. Terrifying. These authoritarian bootlickers. I just don't get it.
Right.
This is they're the ones screaming about freedom, but they just mean for them.
Right.
Of course.
Jeez.
Trump
America, man.
The it says well, this doesn't matter. It says they found that she apparently has outstanding warrants for traffic violations. It doesn't matter. It's traffic violations.
It doesn't matter. Why do we have cops pulling people over for traffic violations? Why are the traffic people armed?
But this is the Texas News, by the way.
Okay.
Letting everyone know, well, she is an evil thug who's got traffic violations. That's what they come up with.
What paper?
Just so you know, it was the Dallas News. I was reading the comments.
Oh, God. The dregs. Traffic violations. Who doesn't have a traffic violation?
So they're justifying the arrest of this woman, which the cop knew nothing about, these warrants.
Right.
All she did was disrespect him. He threw her to the ground, pulled his taser out, handcuffed her.
Oh, God. We got to do better than this. I mean, shit. I guess maybe we don't, man. We got Jeff Sessions is going to be the attorney general. Donald Trump is going to be our president. Steve Bannon, a Nazi, is the chief strategist to POTUS is a racist.
I'm not optimistic.
I mean, God.
The next few years about that. That's why, you know.
If you're a white person and you voted for Trump. God.
Well, I was just going to say, we hate to I told you so to the Bernie, alleged Bernie bros out there who decided to sit sit out and not vote for that evil Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's white privilege.
This is exactly what we talked about, that we right now we'd be having a conversation of how far left can we drag Hillary. Now we're having a conversation of, oh, my God, we may be in prison camps.
And Hillary was talking about this. She addressed this, did she not? Yeah. Did we not hear her talking about body cams?
Yes.
Did we hear Trump talking about body cams?
Oh, but he loves the police. He loves the police. He wants to give them. He wants to give them everything. Tanks, I'm sure.
Hey, by the way, who's not fantastic? The cops are fantastic. The guy that leads Pakistan is fantastic.
Our police. We love our police.
Is Duterte, correct me if I'm wrong, was either fabulous or fantastic.
Yeah.
He has his cops hunt people down in the street and shoot them to death if he thinks they're involved in a drug trade.
Or they're on drugs. Drugs, not even selling drugs. People who are just on drugs are being killed in the streets summarily, duct taped over their heads and a sign put over them that says, this is what happens when you do drugs.
Trump thinks Putin's fabulous.
Whatever. Woohoo! Make America great.
Yeah, MAGA. What is it? Make America great again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I miss Obama. He's not even gone.
So we've also got something that's going on in Pennsylvania.
We've
got a few minutes left here at the big show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Faithless Friday.
Do the math in between or elsewhere in the planet if you're listening to us in Taiwan.
Fuck math.
It's tomorrow.
I hate math. I've always hated math. It's horrible, horrible thing.
So Pennsylvania, there's a report that a Jewish family is fleeing Lancaster County.
Yeah.
Ugh. Because of stories which are bullshit.
Erroneous.
From Breitbart.com and Fox quote news unquote.
Okay. Great.
Suggesting that these stories that suggested they could be partially to blame for the cancellation of an elementary school Christmas fucking play.
I read this story. It's this is insanity.
Comments on the Breitbart article, of course.
Yes.
Are the most heinous.
Of course.
And they've been trying to dox the family. One of the comments says, wow, it would be really nice if we had their address.
I mean, that's fascism, right? That's what they did back in Germany. They put all these people on a list. They doxed them. That's doxing. It's the same fucking thing.
Right. Hempfield Elementary School is now under fire for ending its longstanding production of Charles Dickens's Christmas Carol. And a Jewish family that fled the county in fear because it's being blamed for the cancellation.
Yes.
The unfolding controversy,
yes,
from Centerville Elementary School has played out in the national conservative media outlets, including Fox News. Guess who at Fox News?
Okay.
Hi, everyone. This is Todd Starnes.
Now, he's the worst one,
with
man.
The latest Fox News outrage in the war on Christmas. The headline says, Scrooge, grade school cancels performance of Christmas Carol.
And it's not true.
This is from Todd Starnes over at Fox. I'm allowing my eyes to burn and bleed as I'm reading from fucking Fox News. The fifth graders at Centerville Elementary School in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, have been performing a Christmas Carol for decades. But this year, that tradition came to an abrupt end. Parents told local reporters the play was canceled because two parents complained about a line in the Charles Dickens holiday classic.
Yes.
The unnamed parents took offense at the words uttered by Tiny Tim, God bless us, everyone. It is being reported.
Right.
The resident Jane Burkhart told the television station, it's Pennsylvania. I was going to do a Southern accent, though.
No, how dare you?
I was very surprised that because it's going on for decades and it's a tradition at the school that everyone looks forward to, like many in the deeply religious community, she was saddened by the cancellation. One little line shouldn't ruin it for every kid, she said. Charles Dickens is a class author, not a religious author. Which I guess is true. They talk about, he talks about class differences a lot more. He doesn't
These comments are all based on total bullshit.
The school, Principal Tom Kramer.
Yes.
Address the controversy in a message.
Hello.
We understand some parents are upset that the play was canceled, but we have heard from families on both ends of the spectrum, including those who expressed appreciation that the play, as it has traditionally been prepared and delivered, was canceled, but rejected. He went on to reject reports that the decision was based on one or two families. Quote, that is just not true. He said, he didn't this is Todd Starnes, so we're getting this spin.
Okay. Yeah.
He didn't specifically address the parents' allegations that the play was canceled because of the line, God bless us, everyone. But he did seem to hint at some sort of issue. Listen to this hard-hitting reporting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's hinting at some sort of issue.
And he just said it's not true that it was one family or two families. That is not true. But Todd Starnes as well. I don't know about that. He's hinting at something else.
Yeah, but let's dox these people and let's.
Right.
Let's torture these people. Let's harass them anyway because, you know, they're Jewish.
Since the Fox and Breitbart stories, a spokesperson for the school district said that they have received hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls either supporting or objecting to the decision. I'm sure. Far more.
Oh yeah,
we're objecting to the decision because I'm not sure that the sane liberals are out there saying good for you for canceling that play. No. How dare you take Jesus out of school? The Jewish students' parents say some of the reactions to the stories have frightened them after seeing reader comments like, "quote It would be nice if we had the addresses of those concerned parents."
Oh gosh,
jeez. Or. And terrifying. I bet this info is known to people living in the area.
Well, God, could you imagine these poor kids at school now?
The parents said there's no way we're going to take a chance after that pizza incident. So these parents are like, it's a fake news story. Some moronic asshole went and shot up pizza Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Because they were diddling kids in the back with Hillary's picture over the table.
Right.
They're worried that some idiot will not believe that they had nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
And why would Jews be upset with God bless us everyone? By the way.
I don't know.
I think they call their guy God.
Yeah, I think they do.
So that would apply. Batshit craziness.
Fake news. Right. We're in a world absent of citation.
So now a family has to flee their town because they're worried about the horrible backlash of the good, loving Christians in the neighborhood.
How insane.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday. Tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Don't forget iTunes. Don't forget Stitcher. Crabdiving.com. Buy shit through our Amazon portal. Only two more shopping days left till Christmas. Yes. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to crabdiving. Go to radarcomedy.com. At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, too.
Oh, yes. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We're out of here.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.